coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in beautiful downtown Auburn, Maine. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Lewis and Auburn's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater Lewis and Auburn area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your feedback, questions, or suggestions at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and take advantage of their summer special on oil and gas boiler cleaning, 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around.
Today we are guest free.
That sounds like pest free.
I know.
I don't love it. They're not a problem. We want them. Please come hang with us.
It's going to be fun. We've had guests all week long, and it's been super fun.
We've so peopled.
Yes, we peopled a lot.
We peopled hard this week, you guys. Good for us. Pat on the back.
High five.
Yes, all around high fives. We had Katie from the Greater Androscoggin Humane Society. We had Mr. Drew from Mr. Drew and His Animals 2. And yesterday we had Nick Withy, who is getting ready for another great season with the Maine Nordiques.
Raring to go.
Yep. This morning, it's Mark, Sarah, and Pam.
Yay!
And this is kind of by design because we wanted to talk about our origin story a little bit, right? Every superhero has an origin story.
Absolutely.
Well, this podcast is its own superhero. Pam?
It's Super Pam!
Pam's in the spotlight because it's kind of her fault that we're all together here.
Kind of.
Right. You know, when you see an opportunity.
Pam sent me a text that just said, a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, shruggy face emoji.
Immediately
followed by, let's start a podcast. And here we are. She made it happen.
That didn't take long.
She's like, let me figure some things out. And like an hour later, she's like, okay, let's go.
This came together very quickly.
She made it happen. Yeah.
And just before two magazines go to print. So I'm having tons of fun.
She's busy till the end of time. She doesn't sleep. We know that.
So I don't know how I do it either, but it's okay. Yeah. You just one day at a time.
One foot in front of the other.
I'm having fun doing it though, because Sarah sings to me.
I do. That's right. I will always.
So before we get to all that, let's cover birthdays.
Yeah, let's check it.
Shall we?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll talk our origin story here in just a bit. But we have famous people birthdays for August the 23rd. By the way, Sarah, happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Again?
I'm having deja vu. It's still Sarah's birthday.
We had a little issue.
She hasn't received her cake yet.
Oh. Gotta get it.
So Sarah is really milking this whole birthday thing.
Well, you know.
Where are we getting the cake? Do we have a plan? Is there a plan in place?
I'm going to stop at Grant's and get my cake today. Yep.
That's a good plan.
I'm just going to do it myself.
You have to get your own cake.
Listen, it's fine. I'm 48 years old. I can get my own cake.
Is your son back at school yet?
No, he's still home. He made me a German chocolate cake for my birthday. Like, it was delicious. He put cream cheese frosting on it, which for me, the whole point of the German chocolate cake is the pecan coconut caramel frosting.
Yes.
Right? And he's not a person who eats nuts. So it was like straight up. Totally understand why he wouldn't want that on a... And plus, I'm not going to eat a full cake by myself, so it's actually him doing me a favor. I just didn't get the frosting, and I got to have the frosting. I should just go get a jar of frosting, you guys. Why do I need a cake?
I think we just solved your problem.
I think so. I'm just getting a can of frosting today instead.
But that doesn't take away from today being your extended birthday.
No, I feel like I've never been one of those people who did that, who like made their birthday last a whole week, but I'm into it.
I think
it's
you're
been
one
fun.
Of those people.
I was going to say, she said that a lot this week.
No, I am now. This is proof that I can be that person. Should I want to? Should I need to?
Guys, my birthday's not a big deal. So anyway,
about
my birthday.
I just found out yesterday Mark's birthday is coming up.
It's Saturday.
Sunday.
The 25th.
I told you.
I care.
I canceled my birthday.
I know. You said that many, many times in many years.
Yeah. How many years in a row now?
I've had enough of them.
He's just canceling them.
I'm done with the whole thing.
I don't accept this.
Okay.
So probably Monday morning, we're going to celebrate your birthday.
All right. Sorry. I'll probably call in sick.
Okay. Well, then we won't be here because you're the only one who knows what we're doing.
I can show you, just like I showed you at the other place. Right?
Yeah, that is true.
You picked it up awful quick.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Fewer buttons here.
And Sarah has new headphones today.
Child-size headphones.
Child-size headphones.
Baby headphones. They fit Vinny the dog. That's how small they are.
Vinny has big ears, though.
Yeah, they weren't on his ears. He looked so cute and distraught when I put them on him. He was like, we're strangers. Why are you doing that?
I think he's the most cute when he looks distraught. Yeah, like,
he looked at me like, we don't know each other well enough for this.
We're not at that level
yet.
So you're comfy?
I'm very comfortable. Thank you very much. Okay, I appreciate your efforts.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Anything for your birthday.
Thank you.
Less important people that are celebrating their birthdays today include Jay Moore. Jay Moore is an actor and a stand-up comic. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's 54 today. Jay has been on Saturday Night Live. He's been on The Ghost Whisperer.
I remember him from that show.
He was on Jerry Maguire.
Yep.
What, do you remember his character's name? Sugar, right? Bob Sugar. I think it was.
Oh, he was awful.
Yeah, awful person.
Really a terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in The Suicide Kings with Christopher Walken.
Oh. Okay.
By the way, Jay Moore does the best Christopher Walken impression you've ever heard.
It's very good.
He also does a great Tracy Morgan.
Yes!
And a Norm MacDonald and Harvey Keitel.
And he spent a lot of time with those guys.
He is incredible.
One of my favorites pieces of his stand-up is when he talks about how he and his wife, you when you meet somebody, you don't have to have the same interests as them. It is better if you have the same
similar hates.
It's so funny. Yeah. You gotta look it up. It's so funny.
That's the secret to a strong relationship.
Secret to a just strong marriage.
Hating the same people.
You
really bond over that.
Yeah, yes. You can. Yep, you really can.
He was also in Picture Perfect with Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, I remember that one.
And he had his own podcast back in the day. I think he still does. It's called More Stories. And he'd put out like 4 or 5 episodes a week.
Wow, he's trying to compete with us here at Living in Media.
Yeah, he's great. And he also hosted the ESPY Awards back in the day.
Oh, right.
He did a great job with that. Mm-hmm. Is absolutely fearless, just like Norm MacDonald. You know, you have these professional athletes out in the audience, and he was tearing them down with razor-sharp wit. Mm-hmm. Jay was also the inaugural host and executive producer of Last Comic Standing.
Oh, I did not know that.
From 2003 to 2006.
I loved that show.
It was great back in the day. It's turned into something horrific now.
I have not seen it in years, so.
Oh, Rick Springfield.
Oh.
Celebrating birthday number 75 today. Real name, Richard Lewis Springthorpe. Did you know that, Pam?
That does not have the same ring to it.
It does not. I can't believe he went with Springfield.
Right? Springthorpe.
So yeah, Rick is famous for Jesse's Girl.
That song I was just humming?
Yes.
Is there another song he's famous for?
Well, yeah, does he have another song? I just thought that was the
one.
He
does. Don't Talk to Strangers.
Oh, that's right. The Stranger Danger song.
Affair of the Heart.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we're going.
Yep, Don't Talk to Strangers
then. We're
on
a steep decline here. And his big album was Working Class Dog in 1981 and Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet in 1982.
Yet.
Remember when musical artists used to put out like an album a year?
Mm.
And now it's like every 5 to 7 years.
Only Taylor Swift does that.
Taylor Swift. Absolutely. Yeah. Hardworking lady right there. Happy birthday, Rick. Richard Sanders from WKRP in Cincinnati is 84 years old today.
Yeah.
He played news anchor Les Nessman.
He made an office out of duct tape on the floor.
He did. It was so great.
I really related to him. I really did.
So I was like, I've done that.
Because of his need for personal space. There's
this personal space thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. What about the turkey episode? The Thanksgiving episode?
Oh, you'd have to. I can't remember.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. It was a radio promotion. They threw turkeys out of an airplane thinking that they would fly, and they did not.
Turkeys can't fly.
Dropped like a stone.
Oopsies.
Our bad.
Oh, how about this one? Shelley Long is 75 today.
She's in one of my favorite movies.
I want to guess.
Yeah.
Money Pit.
Yes, that's it. Yes. I love that movie because you know how much I love Tom Hanks.
I do.
Like, absolutely.
And that was
adore
like
Tom
young
Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. The scene where he is stuck in a rug in a hole in the floor and he's just throwing money and credit cards and crying. I'm like, it's genius. It's brilliant.
I should watch that movie then.
Have you not? Oh my gosh. If you want to laugh, if you really want to laugh, put that one on. So good. Yeah. I love
mental
that.
Note.
It's a good one. It's just your brain doesn't have to do any thinking.
Love that.
Yep.
Give
that's
me that.
That's the best. I can just go brain dead.
Just entertaining start to finish and in the most horrific ways.
Yeah. And Shelley, also known for playing Diane Chambers on Cheers. Mm-hmm. She was tremendous. Mm-hmm. She was in Irreconcilable Differences, the Brady Bunch movie, a very Brady sequel.
Oh, wasn't she in like the Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Where she was
she
was like the Girl Scout leader. Oh my gosh, she was so cute in that one.
That was great. Outrageous Fortune as well.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I believe, I want to say George Carlin was in that.
Oh.
I think he, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and put my name on that one.
Okay.
Barbara Eden. 93 today.
Any guesses?
Does anybody have any idea?
Uh-huh.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yay!
1965 to 1970.
Loved that show.
It was great.
I loved that show. I loved her bottle. I wanted to live in her bottle. It was so cushy and pink. Remember? Yeah,
I do remember that.
So pink.
Yeah. Can I live in a bottle?
Yes. And we can all live in a bottle if we want to.
I think we'd have to pare down some of our possessions.
Yeah.
A little bit. Can I fit my yellow lab in there?
I know, right?
We'll shrink her. She'll
fit. That's all that matters. Yep. Just going to take Lydia along.
She got small.
if only we had video.
You guys can't see me, but I put my hands together and I blinked. When I said she got
goodness.
Small.
And Barbara was also in Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, I don't recall that, but that makes sense.
She played a single widowed mother, Stella Johnson, in Harper Valley. And rounding out FPBs for August the 23rd is our very own Sarah. I was going to have you bookend the FPBs.
Oh.
But we'll go ahead and give credit to Vera Miles.
Yeah.
94 years old today.
Yep.
She is known for playing Lila Crane in the
Psycho.
Alfred Hitchcock film Psycho.
Yeah.
And it's a role she reprised in the sequel Psycho 2. Now, have either of you seen Psycho?
The original, yeah.
I have not.
Oh. I think bits and pieces, but I don't think I've sat through beginning to end.
I think we all saw that one scene.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And I think I think Vera's character was the sister of the lady
she
in the
shower.
She comes
looking for the...
She does.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Am I bringing back some bad memories?
It is
It's almost Halloween.
It's a psychological thriller, and especially for the time period that it was filmed in. Yeah. Like, that was like cutting edge scary.
That and Exorcist.
Right. Oh my gosh. Can't, like flashbacks. Can't watch that movie ever again.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have both of you seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Multiple times.
Would you consider that a horror?
I would consider that a psychological
thriller. Yeah. Same with you, Pam. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd agree. You know how much I love that movie.
I do.
Mister, I don't want to hurt your dog. Every year on her birthday, I do that for you.
And you remember the song that was playing in her van?
Oh, you...
When she was cruising right along?
It was a Tom Petty song, right?
Yes.
Yeah, American Girl.
American Girl.
That's a good movie.
Rockin' tune, great movie. Yeah, great cast as well.
Such a good movie.
Absolutely.
Cut off track.
That's right. That's what we do
no
here.
Way. This is what when we started talking about podcast names, I floated easily distracted as a podcast name.
Not bad. I like it.
Easily distracted.
By the way, Lydia's Lunch Bunch has no track. We have no track to get off of.
We're just willy-nilly out.
We're like a hot air balloon.
Oh, gosh. nose off.
We go where the wind blows.
We don't know what we're doing. What?
People already know that.
I mean, you've heard us.
Yeah. You don't know what we're doing.
So let's get back to our origin story.
Okay.
I gotta put some effects on that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Origin story. As a lot of people know, Sarah and I hosted a morning show on the radio for 3 years. It suddenly and abruptly was canceled.
Mm-hmm. That's a question that I've been asked many times. Did you know that was coming? The answer is no, we did not know that was coming.
It was
ended. Very unexpected. So the fact that we weren't able to say goodbye to our listeners was not intentional on our part. Just so you all know, we love you. We would not have done that had we been given the choice.
I've been in radio since 2004, and it is a brutal business. Mm-hmm. And I know that about radio, and it's also part of why I love it.
Yeah.
I don't do well in like 9-to-5 office jobs. I need some variety. Mm-hmm. I need a little bit of chaos in my work life.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
I know, right?
He's like, oh, you want chaos? We have got chaos in spades.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it. You know, I left radio in Portland and then went to work for the Dempsey Center for a bit and then got back into radio because I missed it. In some instances, you can kind of see the writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Here, there was no writing on the wall.
No. No, nothing. No indicators that this was something that was going to happen to us.
Yeah, so we were surprised. A lot of our listeners were surprised. And, you know, a lot of members of the community were surprised. But
what was so impressive to me is how quickly the community responded. Like, you were able to post something on Facebook. That came directly from us, the Facebook post that you created. And it was such a strong response to that. Like, seeing that was... It was disappointing to lose the position, but it was so nice to see that people were actually out there and that they had an interest in what we were doing and that they were listening. And the response was very strong. And that was one of the reasons I think that it made sense to link up with Pam. Like, our community put out there, hey, this is a big deal to us. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
We want to know more about this. And just being able to have another platform to share that community impact and how much you impacted us, the community impacted us with their response was kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. It was, I had no intention, but it just seemed like the most perfect way to transition from just print publications. Mm-hmm. I mean, I named the company Lydia Media for a reason. I didn't want to be just print media. I wanted to expand into different avenues. And this just seemed like a very... unique opportunity, and here we are.
Yeah, speaking of things happening quickly.
I know, she made this happen. Like, we have a podcast studio. Like, we have a place already, like, that is really well put together and comfortable. And, like, we've had guests come in and be like, whoa, this is cool. And I have little headphones now.
You do.
Because I have a child's size head.
Back in the day.
Mark and I had a conversation. He was like, oh, those were my headphones that we left at the station. Because we legit, like, packed our stuff and left. And, you know, there have been other things where we're like, oh, no, we left that behind. We left that behind. And he was like, those were my headphones. And I was like, do you want me to get them back? And he's like, nah.
Nah.
Get you some new ones.
I got some at home.
I got some child size headphones somewhere.
Right.
I got some Barbie headphones you can use.
Perfect.
Don't worry about it.
Some from when I was 5.
Yeah.
For those wondering what we're talking about, Sarah admittedly has a below average size head.
I have a big brain, though.
You do.
You guys, it's just in a really small package. It's weird because my feet are also small for someone of my height. Like, I'm 6 feet tall with the tiniest child size head. I can wear children's baseball caps with no adjustment. And I have a size 10 foot, which, like, I know women who are 5 inches shorter than me who have a size 10 foot. I don't understand what God was doing. He was like, that'll be funny. Let's do this. Look at her tiny head. It's even smaller when he's looking down on it.
I've never really noticed until you bring it.
Now,
and then
you
I'm
can't
like,
unsee
like,
it.
Yes.
I make my hair really big for you, Pam.
Just for me?
I mean, everyone. I make my hair as big as I can for everyone. Only my stylist knows how small my head truly is.
Oh, my goodness.
She's washed my hair.
So I bring in the podcast equipment for all of us, and I have headphones for everybody. And for the past week plus, Sarah has been struggling with the size of the headphones that everyone else wears.
And it's not just a comfort thing. They legit, I can't put them on my ears because they're so big. Yeah. Like they go down below my ears.
She's listening with her neck.
I think they're normal sized. Maybe I don't think they're big.
Maybe my ears are high.
They could be.
Maybe my head is normal and my ears are just really high up on
my
head.
Let's go with that.
Maybe. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I've been under the impression that my head was small this whole time, but maybe it's just my ears are in the wrong spot.
Could be.
Okie dokie.
So Pam calls us in for a meeting.
Yeah. Once again, I have made it all about myself. Easily distracted. Did you know it was my birthday?
I did. I just saw the month of August, and I'm like, well, Sarah's birthday.
It's Sarah's birthday. It's the month of August. Yeah.
German chocolate cake and Indian food.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
And paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding all day yesterday. I had chicken tiki sog last night for dinner at the Tandoor in Portland.
With garlic
naan, and my day was made. It was great. German chocolate cake later.
Nice. With frosting.
With frosting. Yeah. Maybe just the frosting. We'll see what happens. Anyways.
So we get a text from Pam.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, thinking about starting a podcast. What do you guys think? And we responded, yeah, sounds great.
As with everything related to radio, I defer to Mark first, where I was like, what does Mark think about this? Because I want to do this. And then Mark chimed in. I was like, okay. I didn't really want to do it without you, if I'm honest about it. Like, the idea of it was fun because it was the both of us,
right.
And it included Pam, and like I was not ready for our relationship to not be what it was. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, this, I don't want a podcast without Mark.
Yeah,
like that's part of it. Once you said yes, I was like, okay.
It didn't have to end.
No brainer.
No.
I get to continue to work with him.
Pam, when you thought of getting us all together to create a podcast, was this what you had in mind?
I'm one of those people where I'm like, oh, this sounds great. And I don't really have any expectations beyond that. I kind of let it kind of see where it goes.
Well, you've hired the right people.
So good at winging it.
If you have no expectations, we're there for you.
Like Sarah has no expectations on her
for
birthday.
For my birthday.
Yes. Correct.
Meanwhile, I'm exactly like that.
Yeah, Pam's like, this is how it's going to go. Just like me with my birthday.
No, I mean, obviously I had been on the radio with you guys and been interviewed, and we had communicated, and I had listened on the radio when you guys were on daily. So I knew there was going to be a hole that needed to be filled. So like I said, I saw an opportunity and I was like, I think we really need, I need to move on this and not let too much time go in between that abrupt ending and the podcast if we were going to do something. So here we are. Like I said, we're rolling. And I think when we decided to do it, we kind of changed our mind on what it was going to be like
three or four times. Yeah.
But here we are, and we're still, you know, we'll adjust if we need to and whatnot. But like I said, I think the chemistry was already there, and it just made sense because, you know, you guys love the community. The community loves you, and we're about the community and really getting things out there and promoting the positive of what we have to offer around here. So I think it just, like I said, made sense.
Well, I just want to let you know how appreciative I am of your idea and your willingness to take this on.
Yeah.
Because
very grateful.
After, you know, what we had for the past 3 years ended, I was like, well, that's never going to happen again.
Right.
And it was a service to the community. As you mentioned, Sarah and I had a great time doing it.
Yeah.
And we had great guests. I thought we made the show as fun as we could, shared some valuable information about the greater LA area. And once that ended, I'm like, there's nothing can replace that.
Right.
What are we going to do now?
There was nothing already going on that you felt you could go into. So we had to create something.
Yeah. And this, it's striking to me because the Lewiston Auburn area is like the second largest, we'll call it a city in quotations. We don't have a radio station. Bangor has like 6. Portland has like 10. How does Lewiston Auburn not have something like that? Keeping people going and having a morning show and keeping people informed as to what's happening in their community. That's such a huge gap. And to be able to help fill that with your help has been incredible for me. Like I know the community has really been behind this 100%. So
yeah, nice. And I mean, I appreciate the people that support us too. Our advertisers really, you know, yes, keep us going. And, you know, anybody that really enjoys and appreciates what we do really comes out and supports us. And I appreciate them and I'm grateful for them because without them, you know, we couldn't do it. We can't just generate our own money to do this. So it's really with the support of our advertisers and helping us keep going. So
We got to have them.
We got it. Yeah. We need them. It's a great partnership.
It is. Yeah.
And this show is going to evolve.
Be patient with us.
anybody that's not an advertiser or supporter of us currently, but listens and is interested, we're willing to hear ideas and different things that maybe they have that allow them to be more interested in advertising and partnering with us. So we're open. This is brand new for us, and we're happy to kind of roll with any ideas that people might have as long as it works with you know, the positive outlook of what's going on in the community. So
that's the beauty of this format.
We get to do what we want.
We can make it whatever we want. We're still gonna, you know, we're still bringing back some of your old favorites, like the, you know, the FPPs,
famous people
and
birthdays.
We're gonna start we'll bring in some news and sports next week. We have guests on occasion that are making an impact in our community. We can evolve with this show as much as we want and make it what we want.
Absolutely.
But like Pam said, if you have suggestions or feedback that you want to share, reach out. You can reach out to Pam directly. You can also email podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And even comment on, you know, when we share our episodes, whether you're just a listener or a business that would like to partner with us, we'd love to hear what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see more of, or an original idea.
And
for
now,
now
that we're on all of the streaming sites, you can also like and follow us to kind of help promote us as well. That will build more, you know, more interest and actually benefit all of our advertisers at the same time. Right. So.
And be sure to give us a 5-star rating, too.
I mean, if you like us, give us 5 stars. Bum, 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 bum. There's going to be so many theme songs.
So many. I was thinking we could have one for 3 random questions, too.
Okay.
And I already wrote it.
I've been writing a song about Lydia, the dog. So I'm going to keep it to myself until it's done. It's really mostly about her ears. They're so soft.
I can't wait to hear it. If you're going to play it at open mic at Obscura,
okay,
I am definitely going.
I'll let you know.
I will clear my calendar.
Lydia's ears.
What about Vinny? Vinny!
Vincent!
Vincent! I called him Vincent the other day. For those who don't know, in our podcast studio and in the Lydia Media offices, there are 2 dogs. There's Lydia, who obviously everybody knows at this point, hopefully. But there's also Vinny. He's a little cutie pie corgi. And I called him Vincent the other day, and you would have thought that I had slapped him across the face.
He was only called Vincent when he's in trouble. What did I do?
Yeah, he gave me the like saddest eyes, and immediately I regretted my words. I was like, Vinny, I'm so sorry. You're Vinny, you're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. He's so cute.
Just hang out all day.
I could.
That's how cute he is.
I would just lay on the floor here. I would get nothing done. I would lay on the floor and do nothing all day. I worked here. Pam's like, great, good to know.
Let me write that one down too.
Sarah, not in the office, work from home.
Vinny's very vocal also.
He's a bark. We got to get the barks on we got to record those so we can use them at some point. And also just you yelling, Vinny!
It only works when I mean it. When he's barking and I need him to stop.
Cut it out, Vin.
We'd have to follow Pam around with a microphone.
Just like a boom mic waiting for Vinny to bark so she can yell at him.
That's the show. Have yourselves a great Friday, a great weekend, and we will catch you bright and early on Monday.
Heck yeah.
And if you would like to advertise on Lydia's Lunch Bunch, you can reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Take care.
My significant other never calls me by my nickname that everybody else calls me. And he called me it yesterday and my heart melted. I was like, because I was having like a stress moment and I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so worked up. And he was like, what's the trouble, Bubbles? And I was like, You called me Bubbles. And everything felt fine.